It's true. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came in. The iron gate leading to the city opened for them of its own accord. You know? You just got to see these things. And you need to be enlivened by it because it's really happening. And the angel left him, and Peter came to himself, and he said this. Do you see in verse 11 in a Bible, if it's open, now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod. Please see this. Now I am sure. Peter, who believed in the Christ, Peter, who denied the Christ, Peter, who saw the resurrected Jesus Christ and walked with him on the beach, Peter, who stands in the middle of Jerusalem declaring the resurrection, Peter was who was in jail with a death sentence on him, is now finally sure about what God is doing next. Following God is a bewildering and a mysterious journey. Can I say that based on Peter's experience? What's your experience like? Or do you settle for the low road of living without checking with God to see how he would direct you moment by moment? People following God do get into touchy situations. People do die and get imprisoned and often merely mocked or ridiculed. But the answers to prayer do come. Here's words of Jesus Christ speaking to Nicodemus. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Are you like a leaf on the wind as you follow God, as he guides you day by day, this way and that way? Jesus said, it's enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. Peter sleeping when Herod's going to kill him, have no fear of them. For nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Strong words of listening and following and being something different in this world than what the world is, and being ready for the fact that the world will regard you as it did regard Jesus in his day. And Peter is facing that. Peter came to himself and he said, now I'm sure. That's a place where we can stop. He's still at the door, and he's going to be knocking at the gate, and the people, they don't answer the gate. So you can't tell me about the great faith of those people who were praying. Because when Peter shows up, they're like, he's not there. Why would he be there? He's in jail. That's why we're praying. You know? And so we as a people who have seen this evidence of what God does in the life of a believer, Peter, how he looks out for Peter, and how people are gathered together and they're praying, and how there's a result, and the role of fervency in prayer, how will we see that lived out here in the church? I want to stop here because I'm looking at the clock and there's that much more. But then the sermon doesn't finish until the finishy part, you know? But I'm going to stop and I want to say that the answers do come so that you may say, as Peter did, now I am sure. God meets with his people. God answers prayer. And on that note, I'll pray and I'll say, Lord, you have to come and meet with us. And I know that you're always here and I know it's a figure of speech. And we mean to pray more. And please don't let someone ask me today, oh, do you pray and what's your prayer habit? And we none of us want to be caught out on a day that we've fallen short. But the life and witness of this church depends on reality and that we are aligned with it. And I pray that you would move through this church, through prayer, by your Holy Spirit, teaching us how to pray as we ought. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.